Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Today he is once again reminding us of our divine and unchangeable nature. You have chosen to enormously limit your full awareness. As you are all well aware, humanity is at a major moment of change, a turning point in its spiritual evolution. A massive moment of growth, its long-planned awakening from unreality, with which it is engaging wholeheartedly as most purposefully intended from the instant in which it appears that separation occurred. The unreal has always been unreal, but because of your most powerful creative abilities as the divine children of God, it has, from the first instant in which you collectively constructed it, seemed absolutely real, which was your intent in the decision and choice to concoct it. Now you have decided that enough is enough. Separation, division, disagreement, and conflict have shown themselves to be insane ways in which to engage with one another, very frequently causing you untold pain and suffering. And so you have chosen this moment to let it all go and awaken into the eternal and infinite loving presence of Mother, Father, God. For us in the non-physical realms, this is a moment of unutterable joy. Finally, you are releasing your intense grip on everything, truly on nothing, that brings you only pain and suffering, and are in the process of returning home, as in the parable of the prodigal son, to a most magnificent welcome. Home is where you belong, where you are always utterly and completely welcome, and is a state of existence from which you have never departed, even for an instant. Why? Simply because there is nowhere else. You just closed yourself off temporarily from your awareness of reality and fully engaged with the unreal, the illusory environment that you constructed to experience that which is not and which can never be, an unreal state where love is constantly sought instead of being constantly experienced. It is time to awaken from the dream of pain and separation, and humanity is now collectively engaged in doing so. You cannot fail to awaken because your awakened state is all that exists. Being awake is to know yourselves as one with Source constantly and without any possibility of interruption. Needless to say, it is a state of supreme joy in which there are no needs of any kind and in which your magnificent creative abilities are fully engaged in adding to the joyous harmony that is all. All is all, and it is infinite perfection in every aspect of itself, as it shares and extends itself with all, with itself, and that is who you are. Yes, you are one and individual, which provides the perfect way to engage with and interact with love, your nature of oneness and all. Words just cannot possibly express what I am attempting to express here. But when you awaken, all will be absolutely crystal clear, only infinitely brighter and brilliant. The light that is love, that is God, that is you. It is quite impossible for you to conceive of this state of being while you choose to remain in form, which is a choice you made, and you can and will reverse it. As you all continue to flow through the awakening process, you are becoming increasingly aware, of course, and your awareness, which in truth is infinitely vast, is beginning to see more and more love in the world around you as you allow yourselves to open to it. That awareness has always been with you, because it is you, it is consciousness. However, while experiencing life in unreality, you have chosen to enormously limit your full awareness by focusing on only the details of the state that you experience through your human form, individual pieces of the seemingly vast jigsaw puzzle that life in form appears to be, and which you each personally extract from that state and identify with. Doing so confirms for you your belief that you are all separate from one another, and confirms for you the almost constant underlying sense that by being alone you are in danger from those others. Having experienced trauma in infancy and childhood, as you all have, although often not intended, this belief is very deeply ingrained within your human psyche. This is why you lack trust in and have doubts about the authenticity of Mother, Father God's infinite and eternal love for you. The way forward from these doubts is to go within and invite and allow the love in which you are enveloped to embrace you fully so that you can sense and feel it. Then your doubts will ease and fade as you truly feel the love, reality. It will be only a temporary sensation because everything that you experience through your human forms is temporary. This too will pass. However, the memory of it will remain within you and accessible in every moment, easing your doubts and strengthening your faith in God's love for you. That memory of your momentary experience of reality will empower you to renew your trust that all is well, that your awakening is coming to fruition, and will assist you in accessing your own deep inner knowing that you truly are one with Source, always and forever. You will no longer buy into the insanity of believing otherwise, because your knowing of reality will be with you as a constant reminder that love is all and is infinite wisdom and full acceptance of itself as expressed through you. You are one, eternally with love, and so it is your divine right to love, honor, and respect yourself at all times. Not to do so is to dishonor God's divine creation as you experience it in human form. Simply because you are playing an imaginary game, living an illusory dream, nothing of who you truly are can change. It is just that your free will choice permits you to imagine yourself as an unworthy sinner, something else, something other, that is unreal and has never existed. As you have been told so often by human mystics and by those who converse with you from the non-physical realms, sin, judgment, shame, and punishment are totally unreal, just like the unreal environment you experience while choosing to experience life in form as a human. God is love. Love is unconditional. Love is all that exists, and within that state, there is no other state, place, or environment of any kind. All is in perfect divine alignment. Anything that is not in complete alignment with love is unreal, could not, does not, and never has existed. Mother, Father, God is love. You are love, and your glorious awakening is divinely assured and guaranteed. Therefore, rejoice, because all is eternally well. Your loving brother, Jesus.